20회. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 사촌을 고르시오.
It's great to come to this ski resort with you. I'll teach you how to ski today.
I'm honored to learn from a great professional instructor like you. It is free, right?
Of course, but lunch is on you, okay?
Definitely. By the way, you said that your cousin would be here today, too.
Yes, he's over there.
You mean the one who just fell down?
Of course not. He never falls down. He's wearing a helmet.
I found him. He's wearing such a feminine jacket. Flower pattern?
What are you talking about? He's the one wearing ski goggles. Look, he just did a trick.
That's amazing. He could be hurt by jumping like that.
Don't worry. He's an expert.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자는 여자를 어떤 사람이라고 생각하는지 고르시오.
Hey, Lisa, what time is it?
Did you sleep well? It's 2 p.m.
I knew I should have left earlier last night.
What? My little brother. You're the one who insisted we stay until the party finished.
Yeah, but you're older than I am, so you should have known better.
Okay, whatever you say. But don't yell at me next time I tell you it's time to go.
Well, I can't promise anything, but I'll try.
By the way, don't you have a class at 3 p.m.?
That's right. I forgot. How is it that you remember my schedule better than I do?
Maybe because you always yell at me if I don't.
You are like my mother. Even though I complain a lot, you know that I love you very much, right?
3번. 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 보도인지 고르시오.
TV dramas produced in Korea have gained wide popularity in many Asian countries in recent years. They gave birth to the Korean Wave, the surge in demand for Korean pop culture. Now, a local government in Jinju is hoping to benefit from the popularity of Korean TV dramas by hosting a festival dedicated to the programs and the stars. Last February, 9 municipal assemblymen from the city of Jinju launched the Korea Drama Festival. The second annual event is taking place in the city until Sunday. People lined up hours prior to the opening ceremony on Wednesday to get a glimpse of their favorite stars. Jason Lee, CBA, from the Korea Drama Festival in Jinju.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁하는 일을 고르시오.
Hi, Karen. You look great. Have you been working out lately?
Does it show? Actually, a new gym opened last month in my neighborhood, so I've been working out there.
How big is it, and how are the facilities?
It's not that big, but it has state-of-the-art equipment.
I think I should go there, too. How much is it per month?
It's not expensive. In fact, this month they're giving out free trial memberships.
Where is it located exactly?
It's very close to my house. You know where the post office is, right? The gym is right around the corner.
Then it's close to where I live, too. I'll register today. Could you come with me?
Sure. Actually, I was on my way there.
5번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 여행 중에 한 일이 아닌 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Julie, how much money did you spend for your trip to France?
I spent $2,500 in total. I spent less money than my original budget.
How? Did you play the guitar on the streets and raise some money?
No, I used a simpler way. First of all, I saved money by camping instead of staying at a hotel.
Wasn't that tough?
It was okay. I met some friends there, so we stayed together. Besides, I left France earlier than I thought so I could save some extra money.
How about food?
I usually ate sandwiches or hamburgers.
I don't want to travel like that because, after all, I travel to enjoy myself and relax.
You have a point there, but I made a lot of friends there and they showed me their city for free.
6번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화를 건 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Diana. It's Brad.
Didn't we just see each other? You missed me already?
You know I do, but that's not why I called. You know my roommate, Mike?
Sure. What about him? Do you want to set me up for a blind date?
He wants to come with me to the party tonight. You are the host, so...
Mike, isn't he kind of a bookworm?
Yeah, he does study a lot, but he's not a bad guy. And there will be so many girls tonight. Maybe he can meet someone.
I wouldn't bet on it. But yes, I'll put his name on the guest list.
Thank you. Should we bring anything?
Everything's taken care of, but be sure to dress nicely.
Don't worry. We'll both wear suits and ties. See you tonight.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불해야 할 금액을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, LK Telecom.
Hi, I'm calling to check my phone bill this month. There must be some mistake.
Would you like to know the details of your phone bill?
Exactly. My name is George Wilson.
Are you currently using this phone number 314-5253-3674?
Yes.
Hold on, please. You spent $75 for international calls, $40 for local calls, $6 for text messages, and $3 for telephone shopping.
Telephone shopping? Now I remember. I bought a new ringtone last month and I forgot about it.
Also, $6 for a late fee from last month and $3 for directory assistance service.
Wow, I didn't know that I spent so much money.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 희망하는 미래의 직업으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Josh, are you still playing that computer game?
Mom, it's not as bad as what you think. It actually helps me improve my concentration.
That's ridiculous. Turn off your computer and do your homework.
Mom, I'm training myself at what I can do best right now. I want to be a pro gamer.
What? You always wanted to become a math teacher.
That was 5 years ago, and now I've decided to do what makes me happy.
What made you happy when you were a middle school student was the idea of becoming an architect. Now you want to be a pro gamer?
I was joking, Mom. I just wanted to play for 30 more minutes.
Now I'm relieved. By the way, I really want to know what you want to do in the future.
I still want to follow my middle school dream. Beautiful buildings and bridges fascinate me.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Oh my goodness, I didn't bring any coins.
Let me break your bill into coins. Is this your first time?
Yes, I usually do the laundry at home, but my washing machine broke down.
I come here every weekend. It's both cheap and convenient.
But you have to wait here until the laundry is done.
I usually use the internet or read magazines during the time.
But I can't see any computers or books around here.
They are in the next room. By the way, do you know how to use the machine?
Insert the coins and push this red button, right?
You need to put the detergent through the opening, right here. You've got so many colorful shirts. First, you'd better separate them.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 한 마지막 말의 의미로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey Chris, what's going on these days? You can't stop smiling.
Nothing. I just feel so grateful that I was given a chance to live in this world.
What made you become an optimist all of a sudden? There's definitely something going on here.
Well, promise me if I tell you this, you won't tell anybody else, okay?
Sure, you can trust me. I'm all ears.
Actually, I invested some money in Chinese stocks last year, and the investment return now is close to 100%.
Wow, that's great. That's why you look so happy. What are you going to do with the money you earned?
I don't have any money with me right now because I invested all the money I have in the Chinese company.
You know, investment returns are subject to market fluctuations, and that past return is no guarantee of the future results.
You sound like an expert.
Chris, please don't put all your eggs in one basket.
(11번) 다음을 듣고 여행자 수의 변화를 가장 적절하게 나타낸 도표를 고르시오.
Today, many people travel overseas during vacations, but it wasn't long ago that very few people had the chance to travel abroad. If we look at the graph, we can see that there was an explosion in overseas travel over the last 3 years. In 1998, due to the economic crisis, the number of people who headed abroad was relatively low, recording 1.5 million people. Soon, there was a slight increase in 1999 and 2000 by 0.2 million respectively. But in 2001, people didn't go overseas as much as they did in 2000 because there was a tragic terrorist attack in 2001 in the U.S. Therefore, the number dropped to 1.3 million people, recording the lowest number during the last 7 years. After 2001, however, the number increased steadily. Finally, in 2004, the number of people traveling abroad was actually double that of 1998.
12번. 다음을 듣고 남자의 생각과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
I view corporal punishment as a very last resort, but to a certain extent it also depends on the child. The only time I think it is really beneficial is in the event all other forms of punishment are exhausted and the child is creating a somewhat dangerous situation. For example, children, specifically from ages 3 to 6, can throw tantrums and resist all punishment. Waiting for them to come to their senses may not be a wise thing to do if they destroy parts of your house or if they could hurt themselves. So it depends on what they are doing. In some cases, parents can give them a small swat on the butt.
13번 그림의 상황에 적절하지 않은 대화를 고르시오. 1번
Did you see that? That was a shooting star.
Oh, yes. Did you make a wish?
2번
Wow, that one is really big and twinkling.
Oh, it's moving. That means it's a satellite.
3번
I can't believe that I can see so many stars in the sky.
That's because we are far from the city lights.
4번
Do you remember the last time we looked at the stars together?
Sure, how can I forget? It was when you asked me to marry you.
5번
I'm so nervous. I have a fear of heights.
I didn't know that. Then is this your first time to fly?
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How is your report going so far?
I finished it last weekend.
Really? Unlike me, you usually work really fast. That's why you hate team projects which require a lot of time.
Yeah, but this report was quite tough.
Since you have to submit it by Thursday, shouldn't you get the director's signature now?
Actually, the deadline was extended until Friday, so I'll go to see her tomorrow.
I think the sooner the better. There's no harm submitting it sooner.
You're right. Maybe there are some errors in my report and the director might point them out.
Exactly. If so, probably you'll need more time to finish it completely.
15번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, I'm calling to inquire about an ad for an apartment downtown.
Which one are you talking about?
The one on Jackson Street. I saw it last month. Is the property still available?
It is, but only for another 2 weeks. I need to sell the place before next month.
Why in such a hurry? Does the building have some problems?
Not at all. Actually, I put it on sale 3 months ago, but for some reason, 3 prospective buyers have backed out at the last minute.
Bad luck, huh?
Tell me about it. But I guarantee you that the apartment is really clean and conveniently designed.
Okay. Then could I arrange an appointment to see the place?
Certainly. What time is convenient for you? Please suit yourself.
16번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Lisa, did you hear about the rumor?
What rumor are you talking about?
The boss saw Josh and Lori kissing in the office yesterday.
Really? They were caught in the act? Amazing!
I heard that Josh had been denying that he was dating Lori.
That's funny, but I feel a little bit sorry for them. I guess they shouldn't have done that in the first place.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't imagine how they felt when they were caught red-handed.
They must have been really ashamed.
Yeah. So what did the boss say he's going to do about it?
Nobody knows yet, but do you think he can fire them over this?
17번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 교수가 파멜라에게 말해줄 격언으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The final exam is coming and Pamela feels overwhelmed by the number of subjects she has to study. Very often she throws parties for her friends and goes to every party in town. She never studies or does homework during the semester when there's no pressure of exams. But whenever an exam is coming, she regrets not having studied earlier because she realizes that she can't cover all the subjects at the last minute. She's tired of cramming for the exams. Pamela feels nervous and does not know where to begin. In this situation, her professor would like to give her some advice by quoting a famous proverb. Which proverb would be the most appropriate?